Yo,
we're back.
Episode 10, 10.
Digits.
Hitting the double digits, dog. Huh? Had a lot of success with our last podcast, the great debate, the great zipper debate. That was a fan favorite.
Did you get any answers out of that? I really did.
That traveled the globe there for a second.
The farthest I know it's made is Washington State. So, once again, we got to give Josie a shout out.
Josie!
I think she's moving back.
Yeah.
I asked her the other day if she had any questions, comments, concerns of the podcast.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah. She's going to be a listener. That's good. She asked if we were stoned. I said no.
That only happens out there in your land. Yeah. We're not allowed to do that legally over here.
So this is pure straight bullshit from the mouth. Like there's no additives, no nothing. So.
I wonder where Josie lies on the zipper debate.
She's going through some shit right now.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, find out. But hey, listen, the zipper debate it traveled, and what I'll say about it is that. It's really split down the middle. We got a 50-50 on like of how guys get down and how guys don't
Kurt,
get down.
Kurt goes through the zipper.
All like 100%. There's no scenario in which Kurt does not go
Kurt
through the zipper.
Yeah, Kurt was pretty serious. He was like, yeah, man, Flan's nuts. Like, you go through the zipper.
Okay. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not nuts because there's other guys that literally think the same way I do. And like, dude, there's only certain scenarios where you do go through the zipper. And then there are other scenarios where it never even crosses your mind. And I want to go ahead and put this to bed. Because there's a lot of people out there that believe, like, just because I pull down in front, they honestly think that my pants go down to my ankles.
So they think you're doing a little boy pee.
Yeah, but it's not how this works. Right. Like, I'm literally unbuttoning and literally just pulling down my front.
All right, that's man, Dan, you don't got to show me. Pull your pants back up.
That's all I'm doing.
That's
all I'm doing. I'm not going full little boy pee. But so... The debate went down to Florida.
Yep.
Okay, Josh, who was a supporter of our last, who is a supporter number one financially, number two, passed it around to his homeboys down there chat room.
And I'm glad Josh did that, but I gotta stop you there because this is breaking news. We got a new sponsor in the house.
We do. So, yeah, our Ham decided to one up Josh and go up in the sponsorship. So. Yeah, there's a little he's sponsoring this one.
Bill Marcus, step up. see if you can one up them guys. Kurt Josie,
Big Ron.
Big Ron.
JJ, aka Jared Jones.
Jared a listener.
Jared's
got money.
Exactly.
Man, you need to double that.
Got him a job. At least he could do is sponsor a podcast or something, shit. Man. But so yeah, Josh sent it through his wave of friends, and it was split down the middle. There was guys that literally reacted like when I'm saying like they said they pull it down, they don't go through the zipper. You'd have thought like we were like you know just discovering plutonium here. Like it was like unbelievable. So I look, man, the zipper debate will probably rage on, but I just don't see it. I don't see a scenario where I'm ever going to go through the zipper. I don't know about you, but I'm.
I got a zipper all the time.
All the time. You've never wavered from the zipper.
Yeah.
Never.
No, I'm zipper.
Zipper all 100%.
The only time I didn't do zippers when I told you I had the boxers that didn't have the cut in them, and then you had to, but I got rid of those, so those are out.
So, Ham, who's sponsoring this podcast, so the debate raged on in his mind, I guess. Yeah. So he had a scenario in which where he went to the bathroom at work, and he's like, you know, I'm going to try the zipper out.
Didn't go well for him?
So, I'm not meaning to put him on blast or nothing, but I just got to make this clear. So he decided, I'm going to go through the zipper. I guess it got away from him.
He pissed all over himself?
No, he got lucky. It shot up.
Oh.
It shot up into the urinal. It didn't shoot down.
Because
if it had shot down, it would have went all over the khakis.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, he shot back with never doing that again. Like, it didn't, you know, never. Yeah.
Well, can we just... So, since we're talking about the khakis and everything, can we jump into our podcast?
Yeah.
So, last night I was talking to you. I think it was last night, the night before, I was talking to you, and I kind of made a joke to you, and you got all on the defensive end. And made a comment about my jeans and my cargo shorts.
Let's start back this up. Let's start this act from the beginning and give the proper context.
We'll get there, but let me just finish what I got to say. So I kind of took offense to that because you was like, oh, you wear bootleg jeans and some cargo shorts.
Bootcut jeans.
I was like, well, fuck you, motherfucker. That's what I wear. So, you know, I ran into some people through electronic communication and had a little discussion with him about this.
What?
And
okay.
It kind of turns out that, you know, you bully people that are a little overweight.
Me.
Yeah, and they wear cargo shorts and stuff. So, you know, bigger guys.
There's more context to this conversation.
So I'm not saying I'm fat, but there's bigger guys, and we like cargo shorts. You know, we got pockets; they're a little more comfortable. And you know,
you wear a fanny pack now, though.
Well, I should.
There's no need for those extra pockets on the side.
So me and a couple of the guys, we were talking about this.
Couple of guys?
No, they're just people. It's here nor there. And one of them sent me a text back and said, well, you know, if we were all, you know, it'd be easier to dress if we were all the size of a fucking mannequin. And I said, well, hey, I 100% agree. So, you know, maybe that's what we can fit in. And so then we got to talking, you know, we were talking about things. And I was like, you know, I like cargo shorts. Girls, if you're out there, guys, if you're listening, is there anything wrong with cargo shorts? Is it a turnoff? Do you like your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other, anything?
Oh, so this is going to turn into a style podcast.
Well, maybe. I mean, I'm just saying we are comfortable with comfortable shorts. Me and Ham wore them all the time in Vegas.
You wore basketball shorts in Vegas, not cargo shorts. Number one.
Why would it?
Number two, let's give proper context to this conversation. Number one, I was totally bombarded with a comment in which there was some sort of post on the book, all right, that I'm no longer affiliated with and not on. And there was some shade and some smoke thrown my way because a certain someone, Ron Means, decided to come after me about my short shorts and my tight jeans. And then you piggybacked off that. So y'all were throwing mad shade on the book. Number one. Number two, I came back with my shade back to you about the bootcut jeans and the cargo shorts. Big Ron's a cargo shorts guy, even in the weather that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah, because
Big Ron came to the party, if you don't remember, a couple weekends ago, and it was cold out. It's probably mid-30s, low-40s, and Ron had cargo shorts on. You were dogging him for having shorts on.
I don't remember that.
Oh, now it's convenient that you don't remember that. So that's proper context to this conversation. Y'all threw shade at me about the skinny jeans. Because every time you see me now, you always got to make, damn, them things getting tighter and tighter.
Dude, Ron said they were getting tighter and shorter by the day.
And here's what I'll say about the cargo shorts.
Yeah, hit me.
So cargo shorts, to me, those were like cool in like the 2000s
and 2020. They're so cool.
I've went away from the cargo short to strictly the short, the Larry Birds, the AKA Chubbies.
Yeah.
Now back when I first introduced this to the friend group, I used to wear 5.5 inchers,
mm-hmm.
And I was walking around downtown getting absolutely berated by everybody. Everybody's looking at my shorts, saying this, that, the other, laughing, you know, making their comments. All my buddies are laughing. Now, fast forward to 2019, there's at least, I know of two or three in that group that are wearing them shorts.
Ham ain't.
Ham stayed true to the Air Force Ones and the cargo shorts.
Damn, Ham, you're still wearing Air Force Ones.
All whites. All whites.
God damn, Ham. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'll just say this. It's tough being a trendsetter.
How many times does he buy a new pair of Air Force Ones? When they crease, or does he rock the creases?
Every time we go on a trip. there's a crispy pair of Air Force Ones.
Damn, ham.
To follow.
Sheesh.
Which I don't know what you wear, Nikes, New Balances.
Man, yeah, I just Nike. Nike. Just straight black. I try to get all black Nikes.
Everybody, all the cool kids wear Vans or Chuck Taylors nowadays.
I never did like Chuck Taylors. Never owned a pair.
I haven't either, personally. I like Vans. Vans are all right.
Never had a pair of those either.
But Air Force, Ham's all about the Air Force Ones.
So, since you're a trendsetter and trendsetter, whatever, and we're talking about shoes,
mm-hmm.
I think you're the only guy left in America.
Not in America. Not in America. That's a,
east of the Mississippi.
That's a push.
That still wears toe shoes.
I run in toe shoes.
Oh, no, I figure you wear them more than once.
No, I run in them. That is purely for workout purposes.
You're the only one that does that.
Probably so.
Yeah.
That I am probably one of one on that. So I have to agree. I have to agree to you on
with that. Yeah, you're a little weird. That's a little weird.
that definitely. I'm not even going to argue that statement.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, when y'all throw shade, I got to throw shade back. It's time for the cargo shorts to die. And look, my man Meek Mill just put out a song. And he mocked Nicki Minaj's new husband for wearing Balenciagas with bootcut jeans.
Yeah.
So just so you know, in the rap streets, if you're wearing bootcut jeans, you ain't all right with Meek Mill.
What if I wear, say, like, what is the style of shorts?
Uh-huh.
They're like, all right, so they wouldn't be cargo, but they're
they would be basically like a khaki short. They don't have any pockets on the side.
So why? What is cool about that? If I'm wearing cargo pants, it's because I need the extra pockets.
You don't anymore. You're a fanny pack guy.
Yeah, look. So my homies that I had conversations with.
Yeah.
We can still wear cargo pants.
Shorts,
and you know, just because we're not mannequin size.
This is going to be another great debate. We're going to find out if the cargo short and the bootcut jean needs to die.
You think Josh still wears cargo shorts?
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. He's one of the. He's one. Billy still rocks cargo shorts.
Billy still wears.
Marco? Hey, nah. Marco's out on the cargo shorts.
What the fuck's he know?
You're throwing mad shade, dog. Yeah, you're throwing mad shade. Hey, I like this. The great debate continues. We got a new one. Cargo shorts in or out, bootcut jeans in or out.
All right. All right. And then there was one more question. Open-toed sandals. Is there a disadvantage of wearing them out on the town?
Yeah.
So
I'll give you the perfect scenario.
Is there open toe? Nike flip flops?
Yeah, Nike flip flops. They're called slides by the cool kids, which is what we wore back in the day. Remember when Jordans?
Nikes.
The slides were like big and popular when you was an athlete, whatever.
What about the thong sandals?
That's a flip flop, technically. Gotcha. All right, so. Let's go back in the past. I'm down in Orlando for a bachelor party. And I, you know, thinking in Florida, anywhere I go, I put my flip-flops on. I like flip-flops. Always been a sandal guy. Always will be a sandal guy. Yes, there is problems with the sandals in the sense of a lot of people don't want to see your feet.
They weren't vibing you down in Florida.
They don't want to vibe it. So what happened was, we were trying to go to an establishment late at night. This establishment had a lot of, you had to go by the doorman and get frisked, and you had to look at your attire because this is a club establishment, so you have to look a certain way to get in. So I'm going to say in the Orlando scheme of things, he's somewhat known, so he knows the door guy. Door guy daps him up, whatnot. We're the posse's behind him, me and my friends and his friends. And everybody starts getting frisked and looked at. And I'm like one of the last guys towards the end. And dude looks down. He's like, nope. I'm like, what do you mean no? He's like, flip-flops. I'm like,
damn, dog.
I'm like, what? I can't get in because of flip-flops. So everybody's like laughing. Everybody starts laughing and whatnot. And literally, there was a guy that was walking by, probably, I want to say he was homeless, but I don't know that to be true. But Ham looks at the guy's like, I'll give you $50 for your shoes right now for my man so he can put them on so he can go in. I think it was Ham. It was somebody. Somebody was offering to buy the man's shoes so I could put them on and go in the go.
Would
to
you club. Put them on?
Yeah, probably just to get in.
Do you remember that one time we went to that bar on, it was after the Power Park. It was Chris Lafferty's bar. It was, yep. And I had that black solid monster t-shirt on, and it had the dark gray monster symbol like coming up on the stomach. And remember, they wouldn't let me in there because it was too dark and then you couldn't see the gray on there.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't wear an all black tee. And I was like, man, it's a monster shirt. Like, look. And he's like, nope, can't see the monster symbol. And they wouldn't let us in. We couldn't go in there.
Crazy, man.
And it was gray. It was just so damn dark. It didn't light. It didn't reflect. Light up. Yeah. It's like, what a douche.
Well, a lot of those establishments have dress code, so you can't get in. Don't want you to be gang related and all that horse shit. But anyways,
well, they don't at the bucket. We can go to the bucket.
Yeah, Well, we gotta be on our P's and Q's over there. You don't want to start tapping people on the shoulder or anything.
I know some
there.
People we ain't taking to the bucket.
So, yeah. Long story short, on the sandal thing. To this day, I've gotten shit about my sandals.
Damn.
So anytime I go to Florida now, I probably don't even pack them. I might have them with me, but I know if we're going out that night, I'll put on shoes.
Okay. All right, that's all I got for that's the clothing style. But before we get into a couple other things, you want to crack this Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah. We got a live review on the podcast where we last week we went and we did our order of the three Mountain Dews, Code Red, Livewire, and regular Mountain Dew. Did you have the zero?
Yeah, actually, that night I had a zero. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Job said he liked the zero, and I told you, Kurt, shout out to Kurt, he's a Code Red man. He said back in his days at Taco Bell, he's chugging Code Red.
Chugging Code Reds.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
It was good, but it wasn't that good. I wouldn't chug it.
So I stopped at the Dunbar Go Mart on 16th Street. Man, their Mountain Dew selection was shit.
Really?
Yeah, like I had to dig at the bottom to get. I was gonna get us just a classic Live Wire just to enjoy his two pals shooting shit. And anywho, I got this blue Mountain Dew Voltage. I've never had it. You said. You have.
I have had it. It was towards the end of my Mountain Dew career, but...
Well, we ain't got to get all drunk on it.
Well, you pour it up.
Yeah, I'll get a little swig here.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. Mountain Dew Voltage. 290 calories per bottle. 76 grams of sugar. I don't know if that even matters. Whatever. I'm trying to sound professional.
I'm trying to think of what that tastes like. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Not great, but not bad. Yeah. If I'm putting it on the list, if this is going
Let's
on the list.
Let's do it on a scale, 1 through 7.
1 through 7?
That's what you get. All
right. 7 meaning I'm traveling for it. I'm going out of my... Yeah, are we using the pizza scale here? But
Well, no, 7 on this is you're going to buy it at the gas station when you're going to go to work and you're going to drive around with it.
Oh, all day long, all every day. All day, sip this it. Is a... Oof. So if that's the scale, I'm probably going 4.9.
Okay.
4.9.
It's a little high for me.
Is it?
I would drink it. I'm not going to buy it again. Mm-hmm. If you brought it over and said, hey, I got 2 for 1, you want this? I'd say, yeah.
Would you drink it all in one fell swoop?
If it was given to me and I had it, and I was just going to drink a pop for the day. Yeah, I'd drink it all one day. I give it a 2.5.
Wow.
That's but I ain't buying it again.
No.
I mean, it's good, but I ain't buying it again. It's just not my thing.
I'm trying to think of what it... I'm trying to give it a comparison.
I almost feel like it's like some type of mixed drink without the liquor. That's what I think.
You can tell, like, the art... You can really get the artificial, like, flavoring taste. Like, the... It tastes blue.
Yep,
but I can't. It's like rat. It's like a
cotton candy.
Yeah, got a little cotton candy, a little raspberry-ish taste.
Yeah, but it ain't my thing.
It's all right, no. But I'm like you. If somebody gave this to me, I'd drink like the top of it and then probably like stash it. I don't think
that's what you're going to do with this.
I don't think I'm going to finish.
I hope you have drinks. don't care.
Oh, I'm definitely not giving that to her.
Yeah, it needs a little voltage.
But, all right. So, tell me, you texted me this week, and you told me, bet you can't guess what I'm doing right now. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. And you told me that you were chaperoning a kid's dance.
Ah, that's horrible.
So, let's get into that.
So,
was this Thea's dance?
Well, it was Thea and Raylan's dance. Thea could go without a chaperone. Where Raylan was in pre-K, they had to go and they had to be chaperoned. And the teacher, the assistant teacher, whatever, was going to, but her daughter got sick. So I had to go to a parent-teacher conference at like 3:15. So I basically went to the conference and then went and sat in the school dance from 3:20 to...
So it happened during school?
After school, right after school. Yeah, weird. They're little kids. There's some of them getting down. There's some of them that are weirded out. A lot of parents there. And then I wanted to take pictures, but honestly, in this day and age, I felt like I couldn't take pictures because I'd be taking that, or I'd be taking a picture of somebody else's kid, and then it's like, why are you taking a picture of my kid? Or you can't put them on Facebook. I'm like, you know what? I ain't taking nothing. So.
Were there any slow dances?
No, it was just strictly just, for the kids. Just straight up dance. Cha-cha slide.
Were the teachers playing the music?
No, they had a little DJ.
Did they have the DJ?
He had the gear, but you know, it was guided toward them. I mean, it was. I didn't want to be there.
No, obviously not. You could have done a lot of better things.
Yeah, but it is what it is. And you know, I got the kids up out of there. Let's go.
Did it take you back to your childhood? Do you remember any of our dances?
No, I mean, yeah, I remember when they called them sock hops.
Sock hops.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember they just, like, we didn't need a parent. They just turned your ass loose. And you went in there and ran around.
It was, like, the last half of the day. I can remember, I can remember at Dunbar Elementary in the gymnasium part.
And I think they even gave us pops, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, cafeteria, whole 9 yards. And they basically just, you cut loose, take your shoes off.
Get down.
The music started blasting, and everybody's, like, dancing, hopping around. Yeah. Like, it was a, and then I can remember the buses coming and picking everybody up. And then, like, I can remember my mom waiting at the door and like just walking out to her and was it?
Oh, hell, we had to make sure like they like in this day and age, so you're waiting like you had to, they were like which two are you taking? Are they your kids? I'm like, yeah man, they're right here. I ain't stealing no kids. Like whole different world. So well, you know, that was that. It's nothing special. But another thing, let's jump to something else. I'm just looking at my notes here.
Hit it.
Went to Cali Taco in Nitro, 40th Street.
Yeah, you went the same night I went to Bonhoff with
Jay. Oh, yeah, Chelsea threw a little stab at you because she was...
I feel like there's a lot of shade being thrown from the Henson household.
So we were going and... Me and you were texting or something, and I was like, she said, Flan texted you. I said, well, he's going to Bonhoff with Jay. She's like, well, tell him I said thanks for the invite. And I said, well, damn. So, thanks for the invite, Dick.
Well, I didn't know.
Hey, whatever.
I mean, hell.
So, it was with Cali Taco and Nitro, 40th Street. I don't know. I guess they could sue us for slander, but I'll never go back here. It's as small as this garage. You're right on top of each other. We walk in, we sit down. It's clean. And, you know, we were wanting a drink.
Yeah, because you were celebrating that she had passed her test. And so it was.
And so we got the kids, but we still wanted to drink. And we're like, I was like, what kind of drinks you got? He's like, we don't have alcohol. And I mean, he was blunt with it. Like, we ain't got no alcohol. I was like, damn, like, should we get up and leave? And, but the girls were hungry. They were ready to eat. They liked it. I mean, of course they did. But it was just.
Would they get quesadillas or something?
Yeah, quesadillas, some rice and stuff. So, and the food actually wasn't bad. I got tacos, and for some reason, I got 3 soft tacos, and they didn't even put cheese on it. I mean, I guess I didn't order it, but I wanted 3 chicken tacos. I figured it would have came with cheese. I thought that was standard Mexican. So,
no.
All right, I'm out. Okay, but one thing I noticed, and it was too late, but almost, I guess there was regular people there.
Yeah.
Everybody got these trays that hold the tacos. You know how they got them little 3-hole trays? Yep. Everybody got this corn. They were ordering these, you know, I guess it's an appetizer, but it's corn. And I was like, what is that? But we already ate.
It's street corn.
Yeah, it was street corn. Damn, yep. So you knew that.
Yeah, they lather it with like this
mayonnaise, cheese.
And then put like maybe a Doritos crust or something on it, like dust. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was getting that. I was like, well, damn.
It's basically grilled corn where you slab it with like, I don't think, it's probably a mayo-based sauce, but there's more stuff on it. I think there's some cheese and stuff.
Yeah. Well, hell, I ain't gonna surprise you with that. Hell, you already know.
But did it look good?
Man, everybody was getting it. It had to be good because everybody, I was like, why the fuck's everybody getting corn? All right, but
I mean, we can do that on our own.
Yeah, I'm not going back to Cali Taco.
I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know it was open or anything like
that. Yeah, no. It's in a small building, too, and it's like, I mean, they try. I give them an A for effort, but. Hey, I ain't going back.
Well, we went. The whole Jay Bonhoeff thing kind of happened, like, fairly quick because.
Jay, thanks for the invite.
So. It was like I asked him what he was doing because I thought he was in town because he was in town on Friday evening for his dad's birthday and they were going out to eat. They were going to Pies and Pints, but I guess it was restaurant week.
Ah.
So they had like a, I guess during restaurant week in Charleston, they have like it's like a, downgraded menu. They only serve certain
things. So they get people tickets. In and out.
Yeah, you get tickets and you get your food and get out of there and go to the next restaurant, I guess. Well, his dad didn't want to do that for his birthday. He just wanted the whole Pies and Pints experience, so they ended up going to Chili's, and they ran into the Jobsts and said, what's up?
They were going to Outback.
I thought so too, but I guess... No, that was for Bear's... Was that? I don't think that was the same time it was Bear's birthday. Okay. I think it... Maybe it was. Yeah, it might have been. Whatever. So, I texted him Saturday morning, was like, hey, what are you doing? So I just figured he was down the street. And he's like, I'm already back at the apartment. I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, I'm going to probably come down your way today to get my hair cut. I'll hang out with you then. I was like, that's fine. But then I was just like, dude, I'm bored. He's like, well, we're going to Bonhoeff this evening. I just asked Taylor, and Taylor was like, yeah, let's go. So... Went down there, had dinner with him and Ashley, and ordered up a sausage party and drank a few. Beer selections went down. I mean, don't you... The craft beer scene is just, like, so...
I think it's too much because I never know what I want. Man, I can't figure it out.
No, and it's like a bombardment of, like, stuff, and I'm like... And, dude, I got one, and it was supposed to be, like, this, like, cream ale or something. And then when she brought it out, I was like, that's a cream ale? It looked like a lager. I was like, I don't even know.
And then you're stuck.
Yeah, and then you got to, because you don't want to change. You got to finish that one, and then you got to decide if you're going to change, because if you change, your whole evening might change.
Yeah, that's why I will say this. If I get on if I go somewhere and I'm trying out them and they don't have flights. I like when they got the flights. I really like that. But if I go somewhere and I catch one that's good, I'm not even taking a chance. I'm not switching up, trying to figure out something else. If it's a decent beer, I'm rocking it. I'm not switching because you never know what you're going
to
get.
You don't, and that's the thing. And that cream ale wasn't even that good, but I just felt compelled to stick with it. But the food was decent, and then we had a good time. Well, you know, we shot the shit and came back, but...
Yep. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, no Cali Taco for us, then. We'll have to hit that Hell House. If that's what Chelsea wants to do.
It's going to have to die. Man, we're at the wait. It's probably... Do you think it's packed?
It was packed when we were in there, but we had a... you can make reservations.
Okay. Yeah.
So we make a reservation for the Hell House and go down there.
I also want to try... Jobs told me this the other day. They opened up Billy's Sundays there in Taze Valley. The old Bobby's guy opened it up, and it's supposed to... There's a couple guys that go to the courthouse. They go there. They said it's pretty good.
You mean they serve food in there?
Yeah, it's not. It's a bar. It's a bar restaurant. It's not a dance thing or nothing.
It's right up from the West Virginia Commerce or the Putnam County Commerce.
Yeah, it's like right across the street from the library.
Yep.
Billy Sunday. So people go there for lunch. All right, got another one. Since we're going to talk about different things, do you believe in Groundhog's Day?
No.
Damn. Are any of our listeners out there, you all believe in Groundhog's
Day? What was the one you sent me? There was a...
French Creek Freddy.
French Creek Freddy, there you go. I guess that's our local one?
Yeah, it's out in French Creek. We took the girls up there last year.
Where's French Creek?
Man, it's up in... So we went up to... What did I tell you? It was a Buckhannon, right? We're going to Elkins.
Yep.
So we stayed at Buckhannon during the winter time. Got a hotel room with an indoor pool.
You went to the zoo, right?
Well, it's the wildlife area. Yeah. So we went up through there and went out, and it's right around in there. There's two ways you can get there. And it's like the kids, if it wasn't so cold out when we went, but they had the animals out. They had elk. They had buffalo, deer, you know, wolves, eagles, just hawks, coyotes, bears, right. All this shit, you know. Girls really liked it. And you just walk through there. They got it paved. You just, you know, you walk through there and look at the animals and stuff. They're caged animals, but it was cool. Girls liked it. It was a little chilly, whatever. But so the groundhogs up there, they do the whole French Creek Freddy thing. I always get confused if he's seen a shadow or not.
If they don't see their shadow, that means six
more weeks of bad weather.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think that's when, because I don't think Phil saw his shadow this year. So
it's been early spring.
Early spring. So
they said that was the second time in a row, and that's like the first time in, oh God, like 50 years it's happened back to back.
I used to pass Punxsutawney when I had camera work in New York.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was in northern PA, but it was like right on the border between New York and. I always used to pass, and every time I drove through there, I always thought about that stupid groundhog.
So you ain't a believer?
I don't know. I mean, after today, could you be a believer? Like,
well, he just said it's going to be sooner. He didn't say damn wind.
Hell, it was 70 degrees on Monday, and now it's what? Down to freaking 30 and inch and a half of snow?
Huh?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's pretty neat, the whole like production and everything, but I mean, hell, they made a movie based around it.
Yeah. So you got anything for me?
Well, I told you verbatim. I was like, after last week's podcast, we had a really good one and everybody seemed to really receive it well. I was like, it's going to be hard to top that. And I went all day long with like not having any clue what I thought I was going to talk about. And then you brought up the topic of bullying.
Well, I just did that to get you thinking so I could talk shit to you about you bullying three of your buddies.
Well, okay, and that brings me to a fair good point, and a good conversation, I think. This bullying is it's a hot button topic in America right now, I think, especially going on in like middle school, high school, younger kids, things like that. And there's been a lot of national stories about, you know, like kids reaching out to like UFC fighters or athletes telling them that they've been bullied in school, and then that athlete reaches out and flies them out to an event, and you know, they make a big production of it.
I'm gonna reach out to Connor and tell him I'm getting fucking bullied all the time. Yo,
you should reach out to Connor and be like, hey, my buddy who's 30 some years old is bullying me about my cargo shorts. Can you fly me out to a UFC event?
Clear my mind. There was a local, I don't know if it was bullying or what, but it was a local school here that the other day, it was actually supposed to happen today. I guess a girl was drawing on the bathroom stalls and a heart, and then they wrote one on there maybe Wednesday or Thursday and was like, stop erasing this, you're pissing me off. If you do it again, I'll kill like Brittany, Elijah, and myself.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that was supposed to happen today, but I guess they figured out who it was.
Do you know what school it was?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything. Okay. It was all over Facebook.
Okay,
so. All
right.
It was in the Putnam area. So middle school. I don't care. It's just in middle school.
Do you remember the thing that went down last year with that kid that wore that Tennessee shirt? That he drew the Tennessee emblem on his shirt and then got bullied.
And then the
Dana White like reached out to him, like a bunch of people reached out to him, and they started like doing this whole PR thing. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out, like he was like a big old fraud.
God, that's.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think everything's a fraud now.
Well, it's and that's what I wanted. That's why I wanted to. That's why I thought this topic was fascinating. Was one because now it's very hard to judge what bullying really actually is anymore.
Yep.
And then our kids virtue signaling to the world, like, hey, no one's paying attention to me, so I'm going to say I'm getting bullied, and you'll, and then all these professional athletes and like people higher ups are gonna like fly me out, make me feel important, and then come to find out it's not really happening.
And then the true kids that are getting bullied
ain't
saying shit, but they're the ones gonna blow the fucking school up.
Exactly, you know? And that's why I think it's a really interesting topic because. What do you remember? Were you the bully or did you get bullied?
Man, I did a lot of stupid shit. I can't say that I picked on a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ever bullied, but I don't think I ever took it to the extreme of, you know, we fucked with people, but I don't think we ever took it to the extreme. It's like, oh, man, like, we're hit.
Okay, so let's define what do you think bullying actually is?
Shit, I don't know anymore because I feel like
let's just say our time, our era. What do you think bullying was when I don't know, just, area?
You know, I remember the older kids always used to walking down the hall and you had your binder and shit in your hand and come
and they'd knock it and they'd knock your books out of your hand.
Yeah, it's just I think it was unwanted attention that you got. It was like, you know, them fucking with you for no reason.
No reason.
Just coming out of the blue and doing something stupid to you for no reason that they thought was funny. You know, it's like, you know, and nowadays I think bullying, you know, shit, somebody looks at you wrong. I feel like these kids are going off the deep end.
Like, I think bullying now would probably be every like online stuff.
Oh yeah,
I would think there's a lot of like posts that kids read and like, why is nobody liking my stuff or my pictures? Yeah. And they're thinking they're.
I think a lot of kids in this day and age say shit online, but wouldn't say to your face. And
no, like, of course not. It's the easier thing to do.
Yeah, and then they don't worry about the consequences. So they these people are like, oh, you're gonna keep talking shit. You never say it. And then people at home are getting bullied or like, I'm gonna go wax them.
Do you remember? I mean, the AIM days. That was kind of what was going on. Yeah. Like, there was a lot of like, I can remember like people throwing up away messages and stuff, and I'm like, what's that mean?
Oh,
no, what are you trying to say? Why are you ignoring me, dog? Like, what are you trying to say with your away message? Like, why'd you just throw that up when I hopped online? I can remember back when we had the computer upstairs, and you had like 56K dial up, and you, like, no one could be on the phone, and and then you'd have to warm up, and then you'd get online, and then all of a sudden you'd see somebody was online, and they'd get offline real fast. You'd be like, Why'd they get off? Yeah. I want to talk to you.
In those chat rooms.
Oh, you want to talk about bad places to hang out in.
There was some weird things.
Yo, there was a lot of weird stuff going on.
Can you remember them things that I was, you get in them chat rooms, and all I could remember was reading was like, hey, A/X/location.
ASL.
Yeah.
Age, sex, location.
Yeah.
And everybody put shit. Dude, and the same pictures that you would request would be like they'd get passed around that entire chat room.
Oh yeah.
So, but I was trying to think, like, when you brought it up, I was like, all right, so in our day, there were probably stages in my life where I got bullied, and there were probably stages in my life where I bullied. So,
God, I remember this one time I dated this girl in high school as a freshman or sophomore. God, and I remember just the older guys on the baseball team.
Oh, dude.
God, they gave her so much shit because of, it was just a small leg deformity, I guess. You know, you remember that?
No.
Oh, man, I don't want to go like that.
Yes. You gotta keep going.
Remember, I mean, I don't want to say names.
Okay, that's fine. Let's not do anything with names here.
Remember, they'd say calf and a half. And they just yell it out, and then it's like,
calf!
And then she looks at me, and I'm like, God.
You can't stop
them. You can't do nothing.
Because they will literally pound your ass.
If I
would have
said something to one of them, then either say there was three of them doing it. If I said one thing to one of them, then all 15 or 20 of everybody.
It was the same thing for me when they called me Stickball.
Yeah.
Stickball! Yeah. Stickball! Dude, we'd be walking down the hallway. We'd be walking down the hallway, and literally, she'd have this like look. She'd look at me, and I'd look back at her. I'm like, just keep your head down.
Is that at the dreaded hallway?
Oh, the hallways were like, were the you would literally think about like your route to the next class.
I was telling Chelsea about this the other day.
Like, you have no idea.
Yeah, she was like, you just stood there bullied or traumatized. I was like, well, not necessarily. She's like, if you have to walk around to go a long way around to go past you all.
It was a pass down trait, though. Because I think we adopted what we were given.
Grown.
Yeah, we were bred. We were bred to do that as we got older. And I'm sure the younger guys thought the same thing. The baseball team was an interesting dynamic in itself. Because I always, the way we operated, because we spent so much time with each other, it was like that. It was like a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
And you were looking for the weak one in the group. And as soon as you found him, it was over. It was over. All the alphas would just circle the weak one until he just broke him down.
Yeah.
And we were the young guys. And when we were the young guys, that's what they were doing to us. And it was all. I mean, I can remember, man. The panic, the fear, like literally, she would look at me and be like, "Why are they doing this to us?" And I'm like, "There's nothing I can do."
So I remember that shit used to be said all about this girl, and then you're just like, "God damn!" And it would be like we would just be walking somewhere, and we'd pass one of the older guys, and they just fucking yell at. I'm like, "God damn you,
Kevin!"
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, what do you do?"
Nothing.
And then
nothing. But it started for me in middle school, though.
And the crazy thing was, though, so after we broke up or whatever, yep. And you're just standing there with the older guys, and you know she walked by. They never said a damn word.
Dude. No, it was
the joke
like,
was over.
It was over.
The joke was over.
It was over.
So the joke was really on me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it affected you so much.
Yeah.
That you literally that I can remember thinking back like. Oh my gosh, like our nickname is like perfect. Like stickball is the perfect analogy. And I can remember just looking at him like, man, we really do fit the bill of this name. But it started for me in middle school. So I was dating a girl in middle school, no names. And
over the hill.
Yep.
Ah.
And I'll never forget a certain someone who was on the basketball team looked at me and said, "Yo, what do you," he was like, I can't remember how the conversation started, but he looked at me and said, "Yo, what are you laughing at? Your girl's cross-eyed." And I'm like, and I took, like, it's like you had that epiphany moment where you're like, is she really cross-eyed? Like, I never even noticed. And then every time I looked at her after that, her eyes would cross. And I'm like, I can't date her anymore.
What happened to her?
Last I heard, the report was, because her mom still lives on the street, and her dad lives.
Yeah, come back to think about that. I didn't think she was a bad girl.
Not at all. She moved.
Fucked up parents.
Yeah, he's down over the hill still.
Is he still in that house?
Yeah, with some other woman, and then she lives
right
in
here
in her parents' old house.
She was a decent girl.
Very much so. Nice, the whole nine yards. But I think the last report I got from her, because her mom used to get her hair done with
Kara. Your mom asked you something off air.
Yeah,
that's good. She
was living in Pittsburgh. Her husband, I think, was in like the same industry I'm in, but he was like making big money, and she was just up there basically taking care of the kids.
God, there was something else I was going to tell you about bullying, too.
But it always stemmed from, like, sports.
Yeah. I never forget, too, the one time, and it was a baseball coach. It was at the end of my career when I was hanging it up. So we're in the gym. We're in the weight room or whatever. And I'm not even bullying anybody. I'm not talking shit to none of the younger kids. I'm in there minding my business.
Yep.
And the baseball coach pulls us in there, or me in there. He's like, "I got to talk to you about something." And it's kind of when I lost. It was like, man, it's like I'm starting to lose respect for, you know, the coach and all that. But
yeah.
He was like, I can't even tell you the kid's name. Remember he always wore that fucking watch?
Yep.
And we called him Time Machine?
Yes.
So one day, I think people really were messing with him. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. He got it bad.
Yeah. But it wasn't me today. It wasn't me. Right. It wasn't my turn.
Right.
And I'm just there. So I go, he pulls me in there to the side of the boys' locker room or whatever. He's like, "We got to have a talk." I was like, "Yeah, man, what's up? Like, what's happening?" He's like, "Well, I got this complaint. We got to settle it." And so that kid, whatever his name was, went and was like, "I'm bullying him." And I was just like, well, I mean, and at this point, I really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I was like, you know, I ain't got nothing to lose. I was like, I talk shit to him just like everybody else. I was like, but I probably haven't talked to that kid in a week. I mean, I've seen people put him in headlocks and bounce his head off of the gym floor all week.
Oh, yeah.
But none of it was me. And I was like, so why would he say me?
Yeah,
I
guess you get singled out.
Yeah, so it should be a group of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, you can do, you know, whatever. I was like, I'll stop. But I was like, I'm not telling anybody else. It's not my spot. So if they're in there bouncing his head off in the gym floor and we go back, cool. And then I just went back in there. And then, you know, everybody was like, you know, nobody said anything because I didn't blow it up. But I just asked that kid, like, after practice, I was like, why'd you go in there? I was asking, I was like, why'd you go in there and snitch and say it was just me?
When it's everybody.
I was like,
I remember that.
Because I told him, I was like, I don't care. And he was just like, you know, but of course he was intimidated then. He was like, I didn't say nothing. I was like, all right, dude, what?
Yeah, come on, man. We could have got over this.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how all those scenarios played out in my mind, even when we were younger up to all the way into high school, is that if there was a situation where a guy felt like he was getting the raw deal,
yep,
he always found one in the group to single out. And if you remember, this takes me back to when we were young guys, young kids, and we were up at the top field over here, and we were playing base, some pickup baseball game or something, and somebody started making fun of a certain someone, and everybody's laughing, and then this dude singles me out. And I start laughing. And he's like, I'm going to beat you up.
He runs off.
Okay? So, like, the whole next couple of weeks at school, like, he's walking around school telling everybody how he's going to jump me the whole nine yards. We're going to throw down, whatever. He's going to beat me up in front of everybody. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what's the deal, man? I was just laughing with everybody else. I'll never forget it, how that entire day went down. You and Kurt were strolling around Dunbar and ran into him. And he lived on the west side.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm down Dunbar. I'm looking for Flan. Where's he at? And you were like, yo, you and Kurt stopped him. He was like, yo, we'll go get him right now. We'll handle this. So y'all stop him over on 19th.
And why? 18th. It's like, yeah, that's a crazy thing nowadays because nobody be running streets. But I don't even know why we were just walking around Dunbar to be walking.
And y'all ran into him by happenstance. Or he was at the 16th Street Go-Mart or something like that. And this was back before cell phones and everything.
So yeah, we all come knock on your damn
door.
Yeah,
y'all came and knocked on the door. And I remember my mom standing in the hallway. And I came down from upstairs. And I go to the door. And y'all are like, yo, Spanky's here. He's looking for you. I'm like, all right. So I go upstairs. I'm like, am I really going to do this? And so I come back down. I tell mom, I'm going to get in a fight. I'll be back. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get in a fight.
Great about this.
So I run down there. I run down to 19th, and y'all got him held up. And like, there's like this mini circle going on.
Say held up, we weren't like holding him.
No, y'all were just like basically cutting him off from leaving.
Yeah, like, hey, here he is.
Yeah, here he is. So I stroll up. And we do our, like, back and forth for, like, 10 minutes of, like, nah, hit me. No, you hit me. No, you throw the first punch. You throw the first punch. And eventually, I remember either you or Kurt was just like, yo, y'all going to do this or not? And he hands his glasses to somebody, and I just rear back and go, whack. And the rest of that was after that. But, yeah, for whatever reason in those scenarios, like the group scenarios, yep. I feel like when the person feels like they're getting bullied, they always try to pick the weakest one out of the group.
So
and coming, they always go after.
Coming off that, I remember when I got, well, I guess you could say jumped by them too over that.
Yep.
With him, and I'll say it to this guy's face because I ran into this guy twice in my life, and it's something I'll never forget. So Jonathan Pridemore, yep. They were hiding in one of them cubbyholes when I was walking out of the gym. And they, I don't know which
lunch
one.
Room.
Yeah, when I was lunching. Yep. One of them, so one of them hit me. And then when I realized, I was like, oh shit, like something's going down. Like, I'm caught off guard by myself. And I remember grabbing one of them. And I just remember I had him up against the locker. And the next thing I know, someone just like hits me, not in the face, but he hit me like in my rib cage. And I was like, oh, like what
is going on? Yeah.
But that time it broke up. I remember, like, a couple people, like, held me back, and I was in the fucking door or something. They were like, dude, your lips. I had braces, man. They busted my lip.
Yeah, yeah. You cut your lip easily with those things.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, it was like, whatever. I was pissed, whatever, you know. But it was whatever, and I let it go. And I was like, you know, there's so many. I felt like it was a turning point in middle school because it was like, after they got suspended and they came back, there was always that weird thing because, you know, we were good on the basketball team. We had a lot of friends. And
everybody's
like, well, let's just go beat his ass now. And I'm just kind of like, man, it's really not even worth it. If you got to have two people attack somebody, I was like, what do I got to lose to that? But I'll never forget, I ran into Jonathan Pridmore twice in my life after that. One time was at Go-Mart on, by the high school, at the bottom of the high school. Yep. And I went in there one night, and I'll never forget, I went, I got a drink, and I walked over, and he was at the register working. It was that awkward silence, and something just came over and taught me, and he gave me my change, and I was like, I bet you won't fight me now. And it was just that instant it came out of my mouth. And I was like, I bet you won't fight me now. It was just that awkward silence, and he didn't say nothing, and I just stared at him. Yeah. And it was just like, dude, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
but we ain't over there.
Yeah, it was like, and we just
stared at each business, son.
I just grabbed my drink and went on, and then I seen him somewhere else, and it instantly made me want to say it to him again. I think it was at Cold Spot.
Really?
He was working up there when I was with Kurt and Ant one time. And I was getting, and Kurt was like, man, there. I was like, man, I'm gonna say. Kurt was like, man, don't say nothing to him. Like, what's it going to get you? I was like, I just got to figure out to say something.
Yeah.
And when I got up there, it was the awkward eye contact, and then he just kind of put his head down, and it was just like, all right, there's no point in saying anything.
Yeah.
So, that's whatever.
It's crazy though, man, when you think about it, because like, what was that back then?
I don't feel like today you get by with that. I feel like today, if you got in a fight like that, somebody. It's like you get suspended, but I feel like somebody's like, there's going to be death threats and everything. Like, I never, like, when all that happened and, you know, I got my lip busted and, you know, all that, I never once was like, I'm going to kill them.
No.
Like, my options was like, am I going to go back here and try to whoop somebody's ass when they come back? Am I going to, you know, we played baseball with him after that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I
could have fought him in any baseball game, practice, anything.
It was bad.
And I never did. It was just kind of like we knew where we stood. We didn't like each other. But then as we played and stuff, it was kind of like, all right, I didn't forget what you did, but, you know, we're going to be teammates. Yeah. So it's kind of, it was always the awkwardness, but it was whatever. So,
he was on that 13- and 14-year-old team. Yeah. We won the districts.
It was kind of like, you know what? It is what it is. We never said sorry, but it was just like.
Yeah. We did make fun of him a lot because he was the kid that ran into a parked car and lost his front tooth. Yeah. On his bike.
Yeah.
For some odd reason.
Yeah. Was,
but that's my thing is, like, this bullying topic is so, it's one of those things now where, like, I don't know.
I think adults get bullied. I've seen it in the workplace. Older adults.
Oh, yeah.
Older adults talk shit or whatever because they don't like somebody.
There's always one in a work group that is going to take the brunt. He's always going to catch
them. They might
be
the nicest person and have no issues, and it's just like.
That,
and what I've learned
people smell blood in the water and they go after.
It's the ones that don't take up for themselves.
Yes.
If you go in there and be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can say whatever you want, you know, whatever. And I you know. I've seen that before, so whatever.
I think it's just human nature. And that's why I don't fully understand why we're trying. I'm not saying we shouldn't be cognizant of trying to, like, help people if they really are in dire need.
Yep.
But I just feel like that's always going to be.
Let me tell you
nature.
The worst bully is a pretty girl, somewhat attractive girl that has
Ooh.
That gets attention.
Ooh.
Whether it's her boobs, butt, her face, hair, she dresses nice, drives a nice car, whatever. And those girls, and it's crazy because I have seen this. I see it. If another person, another female comes around, it's kind of like they're pissing on their territory, and the new girl might not even be doing it, but she's got looks, or she's got big boobs, or she's flashing a little skin, and it's catching the eyes of the other dudes or workers
and other girls. Other girls.
Oh, man. The princess that was on the pedestal was
Oh,
she's got a shitty attitude. Like, nobody even asked about her attitude. Like, nobody even said anything about her. Like, I mean, yeah, we all looked at her.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the first person that said, like, what'd she ever do to you?
Well, I can even remember on our end of it, like, when we found out, like, girls from our high school was talking to dudes from different high schools.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're like, what, this dude? And I can remember, like, there was always that, like, oh, we're about to play Nitro today. You know who's playing on Nitro's team?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that dude is talking to such and such. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get in his ass today. But it's just, it's, I think you're never going to stop it 100%, but I just think we have to be real careful about how we I think it's good. I think sometimes it can be a good thing that you get bullied and you get broke down, and it helps you find be aware of your flaws that you might have as a person.
Right.
So, like, you, if you can take that information that you're getting from other people and getting made fun of, and you can turn it into a positive,
yep.
I don't see why we should just, you know, take it to the extreme. Like, oh, you can't bully anybody anymore. Dude, that's just, it's just how it's going to go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just going how it's going to go.
Yeah. And you know what? At some point, all you listeners out there, if y'all are bullying somebody, you know, it's fucking fun and games, whatever, I don't know, but sometimes you need to let off that gas pedal.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't fucking ride the people in the dirt.
Give it a break.
Like I said, some people can't handle pressure. Some people tell you kiss their ass. Some people, honestly, I feel like truly don't care what you say about them because they got their own life. But man, some people you might fuck with and they're going to have a mental breakdown. You don't want to be the reason somebody kills herself or
no, you, yeah, that's yeah, a whole other,
yeah, and so
whole other thing.
Ease up, dogs, yeah, ease
yeah,
up,
yeah, for so, sure. What else you got?
I got a couple did you knows?
Yeah, hit me.
Now these are things I found out in the morning. Or so for all my listeners out there that I cook, don't cook, go to restaurants and eat, you a salt and pepper guy? I don't ever, like, so if I go out and, like, say I get a steak and a baked potato, I don't salt and pepper anything up. I just eat it. I'm not I don't really add
so
anything.
So you're not one to add condiments to your stuff?
I mean, like, some cheese or, like, some butter or something, yeah. Now, if I eat it and I'm like, all right, man, that's, like, bland. Like, I need to doctor it up, I will. But from 9 times out of 10, you get some mashed potatoes or something.
Do you know a salt and pepper guy?
Who?
My dad. My dad, like,
yeah, but people who drink are like pepper and hot sauce guys. Does he eat hot sauce?
No, tears his stomach up. But he will salt and pepper. And you know what? He, as a kid, he used to get into the refrigerator and get. You remember the old Betty Crocker tubs that were brown?
Butter.
He would get in there and just gob it out of the thing. Like he would literally just take scoops and scoops. And scoops, and I always knew when he was in it because there'd be fork marks. And God. I mean, he put it on everything.
Like,
and my mom, I mean, she couldn't butter it up enough. He would still add butter to it. And as a kid, I used to adopt that principle. So I would do that to my stuff just because I seen him doing it. I guess it was just the dad son connection or whatever.
He out there butters there.
I was like,
over butters.
I was like, wow. And I love butter.
Yep.
Always have. But to answer your question, in the restaurant setting, no, I do salt the hell out of my steaks though, because for whatever reason that helps the meat, that helps bring out the flavor in the meat.
Huh.
So never definitely, if you're going to put anything on a steak, always put salt. If pre salt.
So did you know?
Yep.
That all salt shakers have 3 holes and all pepper shakers have 2. So if they're not marked, look at the top of the hole, and you know which one it is.
Mm. That's a good point. No, you notice that most pepper shakers now are the whole peppercorn,
yep,
turners. We use that. I got an automatic one in the house.
Of course, like, you have an automatic pepper crusher. Fuck
Wolfgang
me.
Putt. Wolfgang, appreciate that.
I might have to grab my phone for a second, but. This one's basic. I was just flipping around on the internet. Do you know what the small pocket is in your front pocket? What that's for?
Your key.
No. It used to be for a pocket watch. You stuck your watch in there.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
Burr, 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 burr.
Mind blown.
There you go.
You think anybody rocks a pocket watch anymore?
No, but I feel like we should.
You look like a pocket watch guy. Yeah. Yes, yeah. You do. They made a small comeback when we were in high school, yeah. I think. I remember somebody having a couple. I remember seeing a couple pocket watches.
Little pocket watch.
Remember when the Fossil watch was huge?
God, yeah. I
feel like that was like a status symbol. If you didn't have a Fossil watch, you weren't shit.
I feel like a Fossil watch is the new. What's the watch I have?
The G-Shock.
G-Shock. I feel like the G-Shock
Lope used to have all kinds of G-Shocks.
Yeah, I got one. I just got one, but it's actually, I like it. I mean, it held up through everything changed. You know, I liked it.
Yeah, that was big in college, yep. G-Shock watches.
So I got another one here. shit, where'd it go? Oh. So, do you know what the M&M stands for?
M&M, the candy.
It's just not an M&M for no reason.
Oh, shit, man. You're blowing my mind. First pocket watches, now M&Ms. No, I have no idea.
So, it stands for Mars and Murray.
Oh, the actual company.
Well, so... it's
Mars Chocolate.
Yeah, so the son of Mars Company, the founder... blah blah blah, you know, all this. He came up and then he said he teamed up with Bruce Murray, then that's the son of the Hershey chocolate, and the company later trademarked the melts in your mouth, not in your hand slow.
Mars and Murray, had no idea.
Yeah, Mars and Murray. So that's that.
Melt in your mouth, not that's in your hand. What a slogan. They end up turning.
Did you see that
turning dirty?
Did you see where Arby's? They had the we have the meats, and then what was it? What did they change it to? We have the meats, and then they said for sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then they dropped it for sandwiches. They dropped that again. So I guess they got too much, like, dude, taking too many shit
people,
off.
Too many people taking it to dirty standards.
All right, and then I found this another interesting fact of Did You Know?
Okay.
And, shit, let me get on here. So, this one's really not. I put this on there. We can talk about it later if not. The rise of the high-speed rail. So, the super train that's going to go like a million miles there.
Jay loves this fucking topic.
Well, apparently it's coming.
To California, correct?
California to Las Vegas. It's $4.8 billion. And then there's one between, Miami and Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. And then there's supposed to be one from Houston and Dallas. So that shit's coming.
High-speed
rail. I think it's supposed to be like a million. Man, I can't wait for it. I mean, I shouldn't say it's can't wait, but them things are going to zing off them trails.
You think anybody's going to jump out in front of that thing?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, because there's crazy fucks in this world.
Remember when Elon was trying to put...
He still is. He's going underground tunnel.
Still.
Mm-hmm. I think it's in Vegas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's wild.
So.
What about the high-speed rail, though?
That was just the Did You Know It Was Coming. It says in 2020, there's several high-speed rail systems are due to break ground. The Virginia trains, you know, construction. California, like I said.
Remember when James rode the train from here up to... Where'd he go? New York.
Dude, him and Reggie went like
they went to New York
and
City
and drank on that whole.
They got on one of those passenger trains and went all the way up. It took him like 14 hours to get there.
Let's try it.
Dude, no way. I would never do that. That'd be miserable, dude.
So, did you know that the McDonald's Monopoly game, there was a huge ass scam?
Horrible. There was like zero chance of winning.
Yeah, but then so I think Mark Wahlberg made a movie about it, or there's a movie
Wahlberg,
about it.
There's a new documentary coming out about it.
Yeah, apparently it was like there was $24 million pilfered from the McDonald's Monopoly game in the 90s.
Yeah.
So basically they had some inside source people and they were stealing the tickets. I guess they were maybe going to McDonald's. They worked there and they were just taking them off the cups and throwing the cups away. I haven't watched the movie. And it was...
I don't think it's out yet.
Sold the undeserving winners. And there was a... Somebody got fucking... Some asshole snitched on them. That's the only way they got caught. Somebody got fucking snitched. So in 2001, a complex of 53 family members and friends involved in the scheme were finally brought in. The McMillions, a six-part documentary series.
Did you ever play? Did you get the actual board?
Yeah, they came with it.
I never got the board. I always just remember peeling them off there.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. God. Never once. I think, like, we won, like...
You won, like, a medium fry every hash brown.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, thanks, so... Thanks, dog. And, yeah, so that was that. And that's all I have. Well, yeah.
You got any Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, actually, I got two.
Hit me.
Do you know what a POG is?
A POG. P-O-G.
P-A-W-G.
POG. Okay.
You know what a POG is?
No idea.
That's a fat-ass white girl.
A POG.
Yeah.
I never would have thought about... Wait, we talking about fat, like F-A-T or P-H-A-T?
Well, let me see here. Girl with a fat ass, P-H-A-T, white, commonly said by black males. And then here's the sentence that that gives us. This is an example. It says, black man says, God damn, look at that pog.
No way that was ever used. There is no way. I have never heard that.
Jason Thomas, July 29 of 04.
Oh, we're dated, dog. That's way too far back. That one never caught on. Right. That never
caught
on.
I'm just saying.
All right, go ahead.
Do you know what smurfing is? It's really not that good. But it's just, it caught my attention. So.
I've heard of smurfing before. Go ahead.
In a gaming culture, smurfing is defined as, so basically you log into a secret account.
Yep.
Separate from your main account. And it like allows you to play the game without being detected by his or her peers. And generally the purpose of smurfing is to improve oneself without compromising the statistics of the main account. So basically you're figuring out ways. And then one guy get caught doing that and cheating. They banned him from like...
all the tournaments and stuff?
No, they banned him from the games. I think they banned him from Fortnite from life because he got caught cheating. There's a big uproar about it. Like people are like, well, we're not gonna play anymore. And they're like, oh, too bad. Like he's blocked from it forever. And then
his name FaZe Jarvis.
I don't know, but then he's like, well, you know what? Hell, I'll start playing Battlefield or some bullshit like that. Anyway,
yeah,
it was
FaZe Jarvis.
he got banned for life.
Do you know those? Like, I know you're a big fan of Cuban, and Cuban was all in on like esports at the beginning.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of backed off his stance. I think he's like, there's no way to monetize it and keep growing it.
What happened to that? What happened to his company that he had that was like
esports?
The thing where he invented it was supposed to be like the next chat where you only have like 30 seconds to read, and then it just deletes forever.
Oh yeah, that was. And then I think other companies like Snapchat took that concept and basically ran with it.
And you couldn't screenshot it either.
Yeah, it was basically like a.
Wasn't
Facebook.
It like SkyZone or Sky something?
It was like some sort of app basically where you basically sent stuff and
and it was gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyways, I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and this because they have these groups now of gamers that are like content creators and whatever.
Oh yeah.
But they bring you in and they pay you some sort of salary, and basically you produce content for them. But they're in like these major cities, like, you know, LA, Houston, wherever, and they build these like massive 50,000 square feet facilities, and all they are is basically rooms on top of rooms where people sit down at computers and
game. I thought computers were out, but apparently the game
that is the only way now.
Yeah, I was like, God, what a, and I, you know, I was like, what a wild, you know, gaming computers. Now I thought you had to be on a console.
Well, that's the thing now with consoles. They're not even selling physical games anymore.
Yeah, you just download them.
You just download them from basically thin air, and that the whole game's on your console. And that's kind of what happens on computers. But they got these $1,000 computer setups that are like insanity. I saw one that literally had a PS4, an Xbox, and the computer itself all in one. So you could literally have your choice of any game.
So you have the controller, or you want a keyboard?
You can do both. You can go back and forth.
Dude, speaking of that, this is the crazy world. We were walking out basketball practice last night, and I guess little Johnny didn't want to go in there and watch his sister practice.
Yep.
He was sitting in the floor with a tripod.
Yep.
And the tripod was on the ground, the feet were, and it was raised up. He had a phone sitting on it, and he had a PS4 controller sitting there
just playing a game
on his phone. And I was like, well, look at that. He like looked at me. I was like, I've never seen that before. I just walked on. I was like, damn.
But anyways, this company, this new gaming company, well, they're not new, but they're called 100 Thieves. And they did a tour of like the offices. And you think like, you know, to me, the equivalent would be like Barstool, like walking through Barstool corporate. You look at this place and you're just like, where is all this money, and how did you all do this? And it's like conference rooms. They got like business people, It's like this new wave of like way to make money.
So say Mark Dog grows up and he gets on the games. Mm-hmm. Do you limit him or do you like, nah man, play your ass off, play that all night?
It's gonna be a real that's a topic for another day, because honestly,
dude, there's people winning millions of dollars in those tournaments.
Then we're not even talking about the tournaments. We're just talking about daily, like, if you, the amount of people that are watching people game on a daily basis, and those guys making money off ads running.
So if Marty gets into it and you're like, do you want to kick him off or do you want to say, hey, Marty, here's a 12 pack of Voltage and you can pee in the empty bottle so you don't got to leave your game and shit in your diaper.
And you're making money hand over fist. You're printing money.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things, like, I don't know how you stop them from doing it now. Because it's so lucrative.
Yep.
All these YouTube channels and everything, like, I don't see why you would put a stop to it as an adult.
Yeah. Gary Vee says he lets his kids play online all they want.
Well, how can you stop that? Yep. I mean, Gary Vee's a freaking millionaire, billionaire.
Yep.
Well,
so what else you got? Nothing? Is that about it?
No, I got
go ahead. I got
some words for you.
All right.
Do you know what a kerfuffle is?
Is this urban or is these?
No, these are normal.
A kerfuffle?
A kerfuffle.
Nah, hit me.
A kerfuffle is a commotion or a fuss. So we caused a kerfuffle with our cargo short / bootcut jeans.
All right.
Debate.
Well.
Do you know what loquacious means?
Bougie?
No.
Is it bougie? You got a bougie outfit on?
No, you're loquacious.
Awesome.
You're loquacious. Awesome. No. You talk a great deal and are talkative.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last one. Do you know what flabbergast means?
Yeah, and that wouldn't that be like in a state of shock?
So you surprise someone greatly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you flabbergasted.
I've been flabbergasted.
You've been flabbergasted?
Oh, yeah, many times. Oh,
you were probably flabbergasted when you seen Jonathan Pridmore at the Gilmore.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted when I got the call Tuesday about buying this foreclosed
home. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've been flabbergasted. That's a common one. That's a good word.
Yeah, well, that's all I got. Definitely want to make a note of definitely looking at podcast equipment, man. I can't stop looking at serious upgrades for the podcast.
Hey,
the next
so
couple of months.
And all you listeners out there, tell your friends to listen. We get a penny a play.
Yeah.
So
hit us.
Yeah. Push the damn play button.
And you don't even have to listen to the whole thing. Just hit the play once.
But you're better off listening to it because you're gonna learn something.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we've been hitting you with all sorts of knowledge.
And some of you people need to leave comments on there.
Yeah, we need reviews on iTunes.
Because we can spin off that and, you know, tell us how you feel. I know some of y'all are out there chugging, you know, 12-ounce Voltages every day. I ain't a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, so.
But our man who basically supported this podcast, Ham, turned 35 on Thursday. So big ups to Ham.
Is he going out this weekend?
I hope so. I don't know.
When's he coming in?
Deontay Wilder
when is that?
Fury fight. The last weekend in February.
Awesome.
So
we're doing Golden Corral Cross Vegas?
I feel like we have to.
Yes!
I feel like we have to. And I'd love to have the equipment ready to have a podcast with him, but I don't think it's going to be ready in time.
Man, that'd be awesome if we ate Golden Corral and...
Man, I don't feel like I could take him to Golden Corral, though.
I think we got to.
You think we have to go to Golden Corral?
Yeah. God. And then we got to go to Cross Vegas. But I feel like it's going to
work. I'll never get y'all out of Cross Vegas, so y'all stay out there all night.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm fine with that.
No, I know you are. But, yeah, appreciate the support from Ham, our sponsors. West Virginia Auto Sales, gotta get out there and get you a used car.
Tax season's in, so take your tax money, go out there, tell them, say that you know me or Flan sent you, and tell them that 2% of the profit has to be funneled back into the podcast.
We were driving by the other day, and Jared was looking over there, and Jared seen that all murdered out Mustang. He's like, I want to go drive that. I was like, damn, you just bought a truck. It's like, damn, you're going to keep them boys in business for a long time, son.
Yeah. So he's
gonna and Carrick cut up the collar. I walked in there today, get a little edge up, and the Means family was in there, his sister and his mom. So shout out to the Means family for supporting. And Ron, you could be the next supporter on the podcast.
Yeah, Ron.
Throw us a dollar, dog. We know you're on that, Trans-Canada money now, so damn.
Did he get it?
Nothing's official yet.
But. Hey, I hit up Ron, Big Ron, for a favor the other day. I got some stuff in my personal life in the making. I was like, man, I got to reach out to Ron because he might be able to help me with a dump truck or something. And he was like, nah, dog. He said, you know, I'd love to. He's like, but I'm on the wrong side of that family, so you ain't getting no favors. I was like, damn. So the Means, hey, Means, I support you, but, you know, help a brother out.
Help a brother out with a dump truck one time.
Yeah, I just need it for a day. Damn.
Damn. But that's all I got. If you got anything else?
No, that's it. Hey, just remember, if you're going to bully, ease up.
Yeah, ease up, man. Hey, be nice.
Yeah, you could
bully him for a little bit, then hug him at the end.
And pick their ass up and shoot him to the stars.
Hell yeah.
Pick him back up.
And let us know where you land on the cargo short bootcut jeans or debate. Like, where we at? It's 2020, dog. Let's hear your fashion tips.
All right.
That's it. Till next time. Appreciate all the support, as always. If y'all need a link to support, just hit me up.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
I'll send you a link, and we'll take $1, we'll take $5, we'll take $10. Don't matter. Appreciate it. Much love. Peace.